AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A second missed deadline raises questions about the chances that the U.S. and its partners will reach agreement with Iran about curbing its nuclear program. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with more.
Here at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says a deal's never been closer.
But there continue to be some significant differences,
specifically on inspections and the limits on Tehran's nuclear research. If those can't be resolved,
the president's ready to call the team home.
But the fact that the talks will continue through later this week means new rules kick in, doubling the time Congress gets to pick any deal apart. Earnest says the extra scrutiny is no worry.
If we're able to reach one, it's going to be one that we are confident is clearly in our best interest.
Plus, he notes lawmakers will be on vacation for much of August anyhow. Mark Smith at the White House.
An F-16 fighter pilot managed to eject safely after his jet collided with a much smaller Cessna over South Carolina. Flyer has been taken to Shaw Air Force Base for observation. One witness says the jet's engine landed in a campground. Debris from both planes rained down on a marsh as well as a nearby rice field. There's no word yet on the fate of whoever was on that small plane. A man accused of killing 9 people attending Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, has been indicted on 3 new state charges of attempted murder. Prosecutor says the new charges against Dylan Roof are for the people who survived the June 17th attack. At the state capital of Columbia, the state Senate has given final approval to a bill to take down the Confederate flag. Senator Gerald Malloy tells Jennifer Pinckney, widow of slain Senator Clementa Pinckney, her husband will always have the place of honor inside the Senate chamber.
We hope to have you back here soon when we hang his portrait, and so that he'll be sharing this spot with us forever.
South Carolina House still has to act on the measure to remove the flag from the state capitol grounds. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 96. This is AP Radio News. Teams have not been able to recover the body of a 34-year-old woman who was buried when an ice cave partially collapsed in Washington State. Snohomish County Sheriff spokeswoman Sherry Ireton says those caves are just too dangerous.
There's also been several rock falls and ice falls throughout the night, which is making the area extremely dangerous. So no personnel have actually been in the cave at this morning.
5 people were injured in the collapse that officials say was likely caused by warm weather. Carnival has asked Cuba for permission to begin cruises there next May. The week-long visits would differ from the regular cruises in a number of ways, including using a relatively smaller ship because of the smaller Cuban port facilities and instead of jet skis and the casino. U.S. regulators and regulations call for passengers to spend at least 8 hours involved in some type of cultural experience in Cuba. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.